اوكي ازيك يا باشمهندس هابي موري يا اخي خير خير ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال شينو وزير حلو تعال اوكي Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, a couple of things. Okay, tomorrow we're going to, because of the smicha shir, we're going to have shir 11 to 12 tomorrow. 11 to 12 New York time. Now, and then we'll wish everyone, we'll have some Gemara and Parsha Shavua, Nitzavim, tied into Rosh Hashanah, etc. Okay, so then the word is like this. After, that's a real view. After Rosh Hashanah, so officially the Shiur is on Zoom. For some people, it's always on Zoom. But the Chiddush is even for the people. Now, if you're here, by all means, please come. And but since it's on Zoom, so we have it early. So that means we have 11 to 12 through the Aser Simei Tshuva, which is, the week of, it's a short week. It's Wednesday, Thursday. So I'm good. Anyway, probably on a fast day, we'd have an early shiur anyway. So we'll be in touch but that's how it has when she is on Zoom. So then we have it earlier because that's the way it works out with the shiur on Zoom. And after Sukkot, we go back to the regular. Once they start. Yeah.
After Yom Kippur is Ben Azmanim?
So officially, I think there might be. They never did this before, but have they might be what a day shear on that Thursday. Yeah, they never did this before. I think there's maybe one day on that Thursday. But it'll be early, it'll be either 11 to 12 or 10 to 11. We'll talk when to have it. Okay.
So tomorrow is 11. Our class is at 11.
So today is now till 2:30, and tomorrow will be 11 to 12. We'll take it, day by day, not to confuse the oilam. Okay. So we got through the whole discussion of the Ritva and the fascinating Ritva. And how the Milchas Chinuch applied it to different things. Let's start something new. Packet Vav. Packet Vav. And this is the question I want to deal with. How come we don't put tzitzis on blankets? How come we don't put tzitzis on blankets? Blankets usually have four corners, right? Right, so L'chora, you should put a tzitzis on blank. In other words, I asked you a question: how come we don't put tzitzis on tablecloths? Let's say Lama. Okay, no one wears tablecloths, but still, it's a if you hold a chovas talis like the Baal Hatur does. So we explain that because people don't wear tablecloths.
I have another question, Rabbi. How come blankets are chayav on sharpness?
What?
If you cover yourself with a blanket that's made with sharpness, you're chayav. You're over an avera, right? And yet, it's patur from tzitzis.
Who says it's patur from tzitzis? That's what I want to know.
I mean, right. It should be also chayav from tzitzis.
Why is it patur from tzitzis? It's very different than a tablecloth. A blanket is on your body. A blanket is on your body. Oh, so Hagoyin Hatzadik, Rav Aryeh here. Rav Aryeh says, hello. Yeah, we're in the middle of Shir. You'll call later? Okay. So but here you wear it, you put it on your body. Right? So it's different than a tablecloth. So what do you say? You hear the question. So Rav Aryeh Beanstalk says maybe it's a beged lila. A beged lila. But a beged lila is only if you hold like the Rosh. A beged lila is potter even by yom. But according to the Rambam, according to the Halakha Rambam, say you take a nap, a Shabbos afternoon nap. So and you wear and you put a, and you use a blanket. According to the Rambam, the Rosh holds that a blanket. According to our going Rav Aryeh Beanstalk, he says that a blanket is a beged lila. So he says, well, a beged lila, according to the Rosh, is potter even by yom. But according to the Rambam, it's not about a beged yom, beged lila. It's all about what? That Yechayev sits by yom, potter by lila.
Who says a beged is a? Who says a blanket is a beged?
Who says a blanket is a beged? So,
techaseba means you cover yourself with it when you go to sleep. You cover yourself with them.
Techaseba. Beged.
It's a bekabel tumas.
Bekabel tumas. It's a beged. Avad. It's a beged. It's. Why do you need to be a beged? You put it on your body. Is it any different? Let me ask you a question. Why is it any different than a talus? Who says a talus is a beged? The talus that we have today. You put talus on your body.
Worn. Talus is worn.
I'll show you. You put it on your blanket. You put it on your body. What is called wearing? Hilchos wearing. Bus hayes wearing. So Rav Aryeh Shlita wants to say it's totally the machlok is the Rambam and the Rosh. That's what Rav Aryeh Beanstalk says, Shlita. But so then a bit of brisker, you know, and the briskers, if you're a real brisker, you're going to follow the Shlita's Rambam. Ah, do you see the briskers wearing it? Wouldn't.
Can a person on Shabbos cover himself with a blanket and walk outside in Rishus HaRabim?
Could you cover yourself with a blanket and walk? Is it any different than covering yourself with a talus and walking in the Rishus HaRabim?
One is like Darko Lilbush, the other one is not Derech Malbush.
But if it's cold? If it's cold, then it's a
kabbalah. If it's cold, you'd wear a tablecloth also if you had to.
No, if it was cold, I don't know, would you wear a tablecloth?
If you were really cold.
Well, but we don't need, I mean, yeah, but l'chora, you use it on a regular basis on your body. Right, but again, is tzitzis a din in clothing?
Yeah, we said it should like that. But this morning for a towel couple, say from when you wrap yourself in the house, you have a blanket where the blanket is afterward the blanket, someone doesn't have to blanket at night. One way or another, it's not meant to be more as
well. It's not meant to be wearing the clothing, but it's certainly meant to cover myself up. So, who says it has to be a levush? Look at the packet Vav. A pasuk in Chumash. Look at what it says. Yedilim taselach al arba kathos kesuscha asher techaseba. What you cover yourself up with. A pasuk in Chumash. Shteita zayin Chumash. No, it's a good pasuk in Chumash. It was if you would say it's a din in Malbush, you have to be lovish, but it doesn't say it. We have a beferish pasuk in Chumash that says that the chiv of tzitzis is in something that you cover yourself up with. So by shirt, I cover myself up, but by blanket, I also cover myself up. And let's take Aryeh's Shita. And is it considered? I mean, and today, and then we have to say today. I mean, people with, you know, okay, maybe if you say like the Rush, like Aryeh wanted to say, if you say like the Rush that it's a ksus laila, so then I understand. But if you hold like the Rambam, so then what's the heter of taking a nap? A Shabbos nap and using a blanket without tzitzis. Rav Moshe Carroll, what do you say to this? Sure. Vos Ochter?
Sure.
I don't know. I tell you, my dear friend Yossi Zaitz could give Adis. When you go up to the mountains, you know, and it's already it's September, it's pretty cold, right? You give Adis, right? And maybe I'd wrap myself more, you know, with right? And you didn't have to, you have tzitzis? Tzitzis? What? And then also, most people don't wake up at the crack of dawn. So if you hold like the Rambam, once it's Yom, there should be a chiv tzitzis. Unless you hold like the Mordechai, that on Shabbos you putter from tzitzis because you can't tie the tzitzis. That's why most of the people left before Sunday morning. Oh.
That's why I left.
Yeah, that's why he left. He didn't want to have himself suffering in tzitzis. Yeah, but okay, but that's like according to the Das Yochid of the who says that the Orchas Chaim, the Orchas Chaim is one. Yeah, but that is the one beg. But people knew. Most people, not necessarily, and especially when they go to sleep, they usually don't. So that should be the beckon. But this is a good kasha. This is a strong kasha. And like Rav Aaron said, when the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Aaron said a good before. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions because he's not machriya. So then we should be machmir for each opinion. So then we should make sure that if you have a, and I don't see people being machmir. I see people machmir for a lot of things in this world. But I'm not seeing people putting tzitzis on their blankets. The Yekis, they don't put tzitzis on their blankets.
They actually wearing it around their arms.
So no? So what should we do?
The first example I'll say about the laws is the life of the
right.
That's the classic textbook example. So by collide itself of silver. So the question is The question is there a halbasha by a blanket?
Yeah, but you don't even need halbasha. Well, it says a shirt to chasaba. You're a pasuk ki says it. I know. You know it better than any of us. Yeah.
Oh, that's what he says. Right.
Okay. Yeah, so what's a heter? Yeah. First, we're, you know, I told you what Rav Goldwitz Zatzal said. First, you have to be bothered by the question. So now I'm be working on bothering you by the question. I want you to be bothered by the question. That's what Rav Goldwitz Zatzal used to say. If you're not, you don't prepare for the shiur, you're not bothered by the question, and the Magid Shiur makes problems and he gives solutions. But who needs his solutions? You never had the problem. So first you have to acknowledge the problem. The Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Biavne, of Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, Zatzal. He was from one of the greatest Rosh Yeshivas. I was zoicha to learn under his leadership as the Rosh Yeshiva. He was a real Rosh Yeshiva. He bled Rosh Yeshivakait. That's his whole mahus. So let's look on page 14. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Dinin aval bisha adam yoshem b'hem baboker, ein matilin b'hem tzitzis." So zdinim, we call that sheets, but it's not like we have today. You know, the sheet is on covers the mattress. The zdinim then are some type of like a blanket, you know, in other words, they would cover themselves up with this. It's a form of blanket. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, "Afal pisha adam yoshem b'hem baboker," even though, in other words, you don't get up necessarily at the crack of dawn. Some people, the real minhag of slichas, by the way, is to get up before Alos HaShachar and say slichas then. It's not really the real minhag of slichas and not at chatzos. It's really
Shmaris HaBoker.
Shmaris HaBoker.
Rama.
Which means the end of the night. And there are very few people around that have that stamina to be able to wake up like 4 o'clock or whatever it is, you know, every day.
Before Vatikin.
Yes, before, you're right. Right, in other words, it's basically, and the Dhamma Sikhan, it's basically before that. That's not simple. But today, we sleep, into the day. You know, even if you're going to the 7:30 minyan, that's already considered late, because it's already, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, that you're not Ein Matil Mem Tzitzis. So let's look in the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Gimel. He has that kasha that it doesn't work in good with the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, if you're gonna, it was if you're from the people who get up with David Vasikin every morning, so then you're probably gonna wake up before, and then you're not gonna be sleeping in the daytime. But most people sleep in the daytime. So according to the Rambam, once you're sleeping in the daytime and you're covering yourself with this blanket, they put tzitzis on. So the Magen Avraham is asking, according to the Rambam, every morning we're being mevatel a mitzvah esei in the Torah. Then it says, V'rabbeinu Eliyahu, I also have tzitzis. I can't show them. So Rabbi Elia, he talk would put tzitzis on. But I don't see most people following Rabbi Elia. You know? And it's interesting, you know, we don't find people being machmir, even the people who like to be machmir for things. You know, you don't, like Raf Harari points out in YU, they blow after davening, they blow all the different shitas rishonim for the tkiyas. Right, Rav Harari?
Yeah, we have a special kabura for the Rav Cohen and Rav Reichman. But...
Yeah.
And Rav Strauss. All... Rav Strauss is the Baltakir.
Right, and they blow all the different shitas. So this is a simple thing. Shitas Harambam and Sittas. No? Habari? No. Where's Rav Stebbins? But what does the Magen Avraham say? Uminik Poshut Shalol Atel says Bisdinim. Pension Pishnin of Tzemer. Ad Kan Loshon Abeses. The Minik is not to put. The Minik is not to put. So why such a Minik? Not to put. V'tayim lo yadana. Lama yifteru shal Tzemer. If you have a blanket, a wool blanket, Max or Mordechai, a wool blanket, and we don't put tzitzis. Is
nobody.
I don't know. Maybe you found someone in Germany who does. No. Lura, Moshe, you hear the word? No, you're feeling the problem. You're only right to get the answer once you feel the problem. So Mordechai shines in Shlita. But I told you, Pasuk says, Asher Techaseba.
But it also says, well, it's and there's no, like, this should be taking there, you know, like, there.
But I'm saying that the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze is mashu as long as you cover your body with it. And really, it's no different than the talis gadol of today. Am I really wearing it? What we call wearing, you know, in our minds, wearing is when you put your hands into, you know, then you wear, you know, like a shirt of today. You know, but when you put like, you don't view like when you put a scarf on as wear, you know, wearing is just, but those are just English terminologies. Pasuk says, Asher Techaseba, right? The time of Yadan, Lo Yimit Yosheva, the Shevi Yerem Kosev Gamke Shechayot. Mordechai Kosev Ika Sifri Sus Prat Lasodim. So he quotes a Sifri that it's Sadin is Potter. So let's see what he says. Benir Elisha ain't Chayovim Tzitzis Klal, El Oson Shehain Derech Levisha. Ah, so this is what you guys were saying. It has to be Derech Levisha. But what about the pasuk Asher Techaseba? He says, "Nami mashma derech malbush, afilu derech halosh shachay bekalai, madas note lifter, the lo iskish elo levisha." Wow! So he's saying, you know, you need derech levisha. But again, why? The pasuk says Asher Techaseba. Because by Kilayim, lo yale alecha, right? What you said, Rav Hess. Lo yale alecha. In other words, if you have a blanket that has shatnas, you know, that's a problem. We're machmir even if the upholstery is shatnas. Then, because you might one loose thread might come on top of you. That's the famous story with the stipler.
Stipler.
The stipler went to visit his, you know, his shidduch of the right? And
Chazon Ish's sister.
Chazon Ish's sister, right? Chazon Ish's sister. That was the shidduch for the stipler, and he figured he's going to be on a train the whole night to go to her. So he might as well stay up the whole night before learning, so this way he could sleep on the train. That was the plan. So he stayed up the whole night learning. And then he gets to the train, and he had a suffix of shotness on the upholstery. So he stood up the whole night. So he stood up. So he had the whole day before learning, and he didn't sleep. And then he stood up all night, so he couldn't sleep. So when he got to the date, he fell asleep on her. So that's not the best thing for a date, to fall asleep on her. Right? So she wasn't exactly so happy, but then the Chazon Ish told her, you know, don't worry. You know, it's a sister. That's, you know, stipler. So then, you know, Baruch Hashem, they got married, they had three children. It's interesting, the disciple had three children, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and two daughters. Unfortunately, both daughters, the one daughter was married to this, you know, Rav Barzim, who's died young, and the other daughter was married to Hagoyin Rav Shlomka Berman. Shlomka Berman was a goyim, I saw Rav Shlomka Berman. I was zoicher to see Rav Shlomka Berman in Panovich in 1991. Had advanced Parkinson's. In 1991, he had a very severe case of Parkinson's. Rav Shlomka Berman. He was the stipler son-in-law. Then he was nifter. The president of Yeshiva University, Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, is mishpacha with Rav Shlomka Berman, the stipler's son-in-law. But he was, and then Rav Chaim, of course, we all know Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He was, you know, he lived the longest of the three. So the Mogen Avraham says. There's no chiyuv, maybe only Lovisha. The pasuk says Yosher Techasabo. Nami Mashma Derech Malbush. So that's a big chiddush, he's saying the Magen Avraham. Because I would have said that there's a din of Allah. It's a bit kiddish what the Magen Avraham is saying. Even though you fellas thought of this kiddish. But to me, it's a very big kiddish, a very big kula. Because he's saying, Asher techasabo, nami mashma derech malbush? I wouldn't say that. I say, Asher techasabo is not mashma derech malbush. I would say, faker. Asher techasabo is anything that you cover yourself with.
What does kisui mean? It has to be on a certain number of sides? It's like hatmana or something. What does it mean? How is something different from being touched or being mechuseh?
I would say that a blanket filled, you know.
It talks by Rivka. She took a scarf and she put it over her head. By Rivka, it says.
Yeah.
Batiskas.
Batiskas, yeah.
Batiskas. So that means she just covered her head with it.
That's like a tarbush. That's like a headdress. That's something different.
No, but it's the same idea. You just put it over you. You don't put your. If it means to wear, it should say there's a verb vayalbesho to over it. Levush means that's there's a verb for that in Tanakh.
But if you would ask me, Rav Osai, I would say
I think I'll Pete Dig Duke. You're right.
But I would say the simple shots. That it should be chayif. But he's saying, no, it's not Derek Malbush.
Doesn't say Malbush.
Right? Well, so in the end, look what he says in the end. He says, V'nira leave them sudden shall tsemer, yasa karen echan agula. He said, maybe in a Hanami, you should make one of the corners round.
What about Pishtim? They get your Pishtim.
Okay, Pishtim, the Chazal Pater from Pishtim, anyway. They made a Gzera. But what are our blankets made out of these days? Well, what are they?
Could be wool. Could be wool.
Could be wool. So the Magen Avraham says this far, but then in the end he says, in other words, if you say like Reb Aryeh, we follow the Rush, but his whole thing is what about the Rambam? So he says, no, it has to be Derech Malbush. So he says, so maybe the best thing is to make it around the corner. I don't know. I don't know if most people are doing that. So if you take a look, on page 23. On page 23, the Soros Tshuva, that's the grandson of the Chasam Sofer, who was killed in Auschwitz in his 90s. So he has Simon Test, page 23. Right? Smicha. It's interesting. Smicha, to me, I think, is a modern Hebrew word.
It is.
Right? So I'm very surprised that it's used here in the Sefer.
Yeah, very surprised.
Right, Reverend?
Yeah, it's more like a Ben Yehuda type of word.
Yeah, I would expect that it was used in the time of the Chasam Sofer, unless the Shailos were written by, I don't know.
No, this is Aris Atshuva. He lived in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Maybe so, by then some of the words were already
of the modern Hebrew words.
Yeah.
Sama Rebbe would never allow using this word.
Nah, no.
No way.
No.
No. Just like if you look in some of the tshuvas on the Hungarian Rabbanim, when they want to speak about electricity, they'll never use the word chashmal.
Rabbanim.
What?
That's the name of Amalek.
Yeah. Gemara HaChashmal in Yecheskel, Perek Aleph, the Haftorah for Shavuos morning. Okay, that's just an interesting point that he uses that word. Smith is a regular, modern Hebrew word for a blanket.
Smicha.
Smicha. Okarim ksasos. Shemchasim. Smicha okarim ksasos. Shemchasim and gufo b'shas hashein. Of yeshem arba kanfos. Imu chayv lahatel ban emtitzis. That's the question. Tshuva. For who was davar zeb b'mogen Avram? It's afraid the in chayav emtitzis. We divrei atos before lehepach. We shitas of Mordechai. So he says, it could be the word is that we're Mekel, maybe because a lot of the God did. In other words, the Mogad Avram said only to be Machmir by a blanket of wool, a wool blanket. But what are those blankets they have in camp? You know, the camp, summer camps, right? Those, you know, those blankets. So what is that made of? Is it acrylic? What is that? What is those? What? Cotton? You know what I'm talking about, Moshe Carroll. You know, with a camp, when you go to camp, summer camps, you know, they have those. What? Yeah, what is that? So mele, if the chi is only the Rabbanon, it's a machloikis, a poiskim, whether the chiv the rice of tzitzis is only tzemer pishtim, or to everything. So tzemer pishtim is the rice of kuli alma, and pishtim Chazal took away the chiv by pishtim. So it's only thing left is tzemer. So anyway, if you're not starting off with tzemer, then anyway it's going to be a suffix, because if it's not Semer, then it's only the Rabbanan. And then according to the Rush, anyway, you potter. So that it would be a Suffolk the Rabbanan. But some would say no, but you don't do a Suffolk the Rabbanan l'kula l'chadchila. Maybe the Mogad Avraham was too makel. He should have said you should always round the corner. Right? Speak to Silberger. He'll tell you should always round the corner. In other words, because anyway, it's going to be a machlokas Rambam the Rosh. And if the beggar we're talking about anyway is only a chiv midrabanon, so then, and according to the Rosh, it's going to be potter because it's a beggar. It's a beggar Lila, and a beggar Lila is Chayiv even Bayom, is Potter even Bayom. So then, Safik the Rabbanon, the Kula. Yesh Logil, then Tark Lachmir, says Kerenacha. He knew me, Kavaras Mogan of Ram. But he says, Mikom Mogam Nishma Mukham, he said, God says, see, they call us Shitos, but if you really want to be Machmir and be Yotze all the opinions, Yasek knaf echar ogol, gam im heim mi pishtin mi sharmin. So, but he says in a chanami that if you really want to be machmir, then what?
Pishtin.
Then you should round it off, even in any beggar. The problem is that you should have shows by yom. There's some people who sleep in the daytime. Siesta. They sleep in the daytime. You should have shows by yom, kibalayla. Some people sleep as many hours as they do in the night. They sleep in the day. Who can beggar shem yuchal yom vilayla? So then it's even more chomer because then it's not so partial. Hareh lo b'bayil, then even according to the Rush, it might be chayiv. Hareh lo b'bayil l'shitas Rambam, v'yam tzus miyuchad l'layla, tov v'shom b'chayiv tzvitzit, hafi l'shitas Rush, v'egad miyuchad l'layla, potem mitzitz k'sof l'yom, v'kom mokom v'egad miyuchad l'yom v'layla, hareh chayiv tzitzit k'am b'layla. Tov shkeim b'yom chayiv tzitzit. In came his manenu, page 24, top line. And then he says that in the summer, he says, Rov Hashena hu Hashmoras Haboker. Ki Halayla Kotzer Ma'od Kayadua. Wow. What are you saying? What? You know, you have to call a rush. This is a beggar young man life. Yeah, maybe. But then he says on page 24 on the left side, Mikol Mokhel Poshet Edsli, Imash Kosh Jerogim Matzi Al Akorim Maksosus Vasmicha Sodin Lovan Vakorim Maksosus Vasmicha Unochim Bo. In other words, if it's also the purpose is also to cover up other things, to cover up the pillows, then it's not only then maybe it's tofel to the like if it was like made to cover up the mattress and then it's also covering you, maybe it's tofel. Okay. I don't know exactly, but wow. Okay, so this is a fascinating discussion here. So if you want to say that, you could say, like the Magen Avraham suggests, that since this is only a din in Levisha. But, again, even though it says Hashem Techaseba, means it's another way of saying Levisha. Because by Shatnez, it uses a Loshen Lo Yale Alech. Like, who said Rav Hess? Lo Yale Alech. So that's maybe Halah that's not Levisha. But I'm not convinced. Because I'm not convinced that there's a difference between the Talis Gadol of today and a blanket of today. Why is a talis gadol of today called a levisha, and a blanket is not a levisha? What does levisha mean? Wearing. What does wearing mean?
Maybe it goes according to lashon bnei adam or minhag bnei adam that that a talis is like a shawl, and so you can make it a religious shawl, but it's a shawl, and the blanket is still a blanket.
Yeah, but that's not a halachic category.
Well, no, if it's minhag, if it's minhag b'nei adam,
it's minhag lashon b'nei adam. Yeah. But I don't know if the Torah. I don't know if that's a halacha category. That's what I'm.
Like we have a lot of times, let's say tavlinim, whether they're chayav and trumas and maisus. So it depends if it's eaten as a food or if it's or if it's a tavlin. So in other words, we look at how people use things.
Right, but. But like we said before, that the talis gadol is not so poshut because we don't even really even use it as our real use. I think there's more of a svara the mechayev a blanket than a talis gadol of today, because talis gadol of today, no one wears it as a real, we use it as a religious thing, as a religious symbol or whatever, the davening. We don't even wear it the rest of the day. But this is a real usage. This is the Torah. This is what the Torah is talking about. A beged that you really use in your life. That's the real chiyuv of tzitzis. With the garment, this, I have a svar to say that, again, I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit also. You know, that's the point of the shir, is to get you to think. I'm not convinced that there's a bigger chiyuv on a talis gadol of today than on a blanket. What do you say to that? Yeah, it's a real purpose. We made up this purpose of the talis gadol. There's no purpose. It's a made up purpose, right? It's not a real purpose. It's not like I really need it for my warmth, my this. You go to the mountains. You went to the mountains. You went to the mountains. It's already September 9th. It's cold.
The blanket is worn inside in general, and the talis worn outside. What's the difference? Wor isim also. The talis has wor isim also in it. It's there. Yeah. Blanket, right, so, nobody sees it.
Yeah. Doesn't mean people need to see it. Rishab also doesn't mean it's not a din of persume nisa, like Neres Chanukah. Maybe you should see it. That's a question.
Sfarim don't see it. They cover it.
Yeah.
We wear it under.
What I'm trying to say is that that this whole discussion is. So if you hold like the Rush, then we're good. Maybe Minhag Yisrael aim b'nei neviim, b'nei neviim, to follow the Rush, really. Yeah, but maybe that's if you hold it, you follow Rov Tashmish. The Rov of the Tashmish is Balayla. So even though you take naps, most people usually sleep more at night than the day. Most normal people. There are people, you know, that you know, have night shifts and, you know, and yes, they sleep. But the norm is like, I want you to think about it more. We'll Bez Hashem tomorrow. Shir's at 11, from 11 till 12 with Chumash. But think about it. This is a good topic. This is geshmak. This Magen Avraham. Okay, we only have. We'll find a minute. We have one more. We have
it.
Okay. Okay. Kol tov. Have a good day. Kol tov. Yeah. Get to the. Rabbi Carol. You got the two.